Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Rich McCann. Welcome, everybody, to a gorgeous day in May. Oh, I've been outside for a while. Just love it. I walked out of my house this morning about 3:30. Ah, just made me happy all over. I'm so happy we are in this weather. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. If you're so inclined, we actually celebrate it more here in the United States than they do in Mexico. And the Cape Pasa Festival is going on down at Turning Basin. That's where I'm going today. Tomorrow, Arts in the Park. But on the way home, we're celebrating yet another national holiday that people are not talking about. It's Free Comic Book Day. So I'm going to stop at my favorite comic book shop right there at Willow Lawn and pick up my free comic book. It's like a haven for nerds. If you watch The Big Bang Theory, the scenes where they're in the comic book shop, they're not making that up. That's pretty accurate. Last time I was in there, I was expounding on the virtues of Thor Ragnarok. So for me, it's heaven. Welcome, everybody. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show, which is always different from the early show. You know, people say, oh, it's just a home show. I'll listen to the later show. You got to listen to the early show, too. And if you miss any bits and pieces of that, it's easy enough to find. You just go to iTunes or Google Play, Tuned In, just type in The Home Show with Richard McCann. Boop, there you go. You've got it. You're good. One of my listeners, David, down in North Carolina, sent me a letter, said he just binged like all of the iTunes that he could find, all of the podcasts in 3 days. Now, I admit, I polished off Jessica Jones season 2 in about a day and a half, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there vegging. So good on you, David. If you put away I think we tried to figure it out probably somewhere close to 20 hours of audio, which he's probably going to have to work that out with a therapist after listening to me for 20 hours. Ooh, even I don't want to. I did that one time. A true story, then I'll get to the real show. I tried out for an afternoon position here at RVA one time. So I had to make a demo tape, and I had all this audio. And so I sat down for an entire weekend and cut audio to make a demo and tune it in. And by the end of it, by the time I was done making the demo, I was writing hate mail to myself. I was just like, "Dear Richard, you suck. Please quit doing radio. I hate the sound of your voice." That's a true story. That actually happened. So some of the things we are going to talk about, spring has sprung, so we're going to be talking about some ideas about cleaning up around the house. One in particular is the chimney and fireplace. Mine's gross. I don't know about yours, but mine's a mess. And I'm going to have to do something about that. Let me see. Curtains. I'm going to talk about the pros and cons of covering up the windows. I know we all want light, but there's ups and downs. You have to open and close them. Starting up the AC. That's happening. Caulking a bathtub. Someone called me up, like, "What? Talk to me about caulking a bathtub." I can definitely do that. Also, we have a story courtesy of Zach. Zach went out. You found a story that shows millennials are now buying houses.
In a way.
It's encouraging. Their reasoning is a little strange.
You know, not really. Not when you think about, or at least when I think about millennials.
Okay.
because it's an I find it obnoxious.
You find being a millennial obnoxious?
No, not in the slightest. But I think this certain thing about millennials is a little obnoxious.
Oh, that they're the reason why they're buying houses.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll definitely get to that. I also got spring cleaning tips. Some people have sent me some suggestions. We have a story that happened in Florida. We're going to get to that one. But another disc jockey sent it to me, like, too late for last week's show. I was really upset about that. And the wonderful state of California. I've never been. You're from California originally, right?
Nope.
No? Where are you born and bred from?
Well, I was born in Green Bay, lived in Omaha, lived in Fort Collins, and then have been here since 2001. So I kind of just say I'm from here.
Okay.
To make a long story short.
Well, I mean, the first place I lived was Cumberland, Virginia, but I say I'm from Richmond. So I can understand that because most people couldn't find Cumberland. It's very small. They do have a stoplight now. It's pretty impressive. Not when I was a kid, but it was. But California has changed some of their is changing their building codes again. And hey, you know what? This is just a little one because, you know, building codes get changed all the time. Yeah, every couple of years we have to, you know, things change. Then the national code gets changed, and then it goes to the localities, and the localities go back and forth and back and forth in it. And then they decide what they're going to adopt, and boom, here's the code. But states don't have to listen to the national code if they don't want to. They can do whatever they want. California is known for doing things like they have the strictest car emissions in the country, period. Like if you have a Harley with straight pipes, you're not riding it in California because they will bust you for it. They have decided... they want to add something to every new house built from 2020 on. And hey, don't worry. It only raises the cost of building the house by, you know, $25,000 to $30,000. Not a big deal. Hey, you'll be all right. So that is some of the things that we are going to be discussing today. But I always want your calls at 345-1140 because I think it's more fun when we have callers. Who wants to listen to me nonstop? I know Zach doesn't. He sits there and puts his fingers in his ears. It's well, not only one.
That's difficult. I have headphones on.
Yes. That's why I was wondering why you just push them tighter, I guess. I don't know.
There's soundproof.
if you haven't figured it out, we've been up for a while. Okay, before we get too deep into this, a little service announcement for everybody that's listening to me. It turns out some group is coming to Richmond, and I guess according to what I was told by Gary, at about 10 o'clock, which is, 12 minutes ago, they're going to be protesting down at the monuments on Monument Avenue, and, you know, they're going to say a bunch of stuff like heritage not hate and blah, 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 blah. And okay, my grandfather, who just passed away, was from Ohio. He was a relic hunter, a Civil War relic hunter, and he knew everything there was to know. I mean, his entire library was nothing but books on the Civil War. He watched nothing but TV shows about the Civil War and World War II. He could tell you anything and everything. My uncles were reenactors. In fact, if you go home to my house, you'll find a picture of me in a Confederate uniform. For a magazine shoot, I think we were doing. I was a teenager, like 15, and the horse looked nice. So I'm not being cruel, and I'm not being like, oh, I just want to forget history and move on. It's none of that. I have conversations with people. I talk to people that every day, in every walk of my life. If I walk into the sheets down the street, they know me. My McDonald's, they know. Everywhere I go, they know me because I talk to them. Nobody's just a faceless automaton. And when they came to town the last time to protest, I had stopped at my Mickey D's to get my standard. They know what I want before I walk into the door. Hey, Richard, we already got it. And most of the people that work at you go to this McDonald's. You know what I'm talking about, Zach. Most of the people that work there are female and African-American. I think there might be one guy in the kitchen. That's about it. And they were coming to town. There was going to be a big hoodly hoo. And I said to one of the managers, I said, can I ask you a question? She goes, yes. Prefacing, We're friends. We know each other. We know we're cool. Oh, absolutely. I said, do you care about the monuments on Monument Avenue? And she looked at me and didn't even blink, went, no. And then there was a younger woman. She was probably about 18, 19. And she looked at me and she's like, I didn't even know they existed. Now, does that change my opinion one way or the other? Not really. If it was me, it's there. Leave it. It makes the city money. If you want to put a plaque that says, this is the way it all worked. People smarter than me are supposed to be taking care of these things. But I am smart enough to know I'm not going down there. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to antagonize. I'm not going to let them antagonize me. The best way to avoid a fight is to avoid a fight. So I'm not going down there. And honestly, people, if you have no business being down there, just avoid it. They'll go home, and tomorrow the sun will rise and everything will be exactly the way it was today. My name is Richard McCann. 345-1140 is the phone number if you want to get through to the home show. And don't forget, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. This is News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann on News Radio WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. 345-1140 is the phone number, and we jump right into it. Keith in New Kent.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Keith, what's up?
Morning, Richard. Hey, Richard, great show. Love what you do. We've got a fairly new home. It'll be 5 years ago this July that we built it, and have had a host of plumbing problems. The problem I have is the upstairs tub, the water just gets lukewarm at best. Everywhere else in the house, it runs so hot that you can't keep your hand under there. But that upstairs tub, you can run it straight hot, wide open, and just lukewarm.
All right, Keith, I'm going to reach out with my psychic plumbing abilities, all right? I want you to think very hard about the upstairs tub shower. Ready? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the faucet itself, the controls. Does it have a handle inside of a handle?
It doesn't. It has two hot and cold, one on either side.
Okay, so it's only a two-handle faucet.
Yeah.
Is it just a shower?
The tub is separate. No, the shower is separate. It's a like a soaking tub. So it's got the nozzle faucet that comes out, and then a hot and cold on the right and left.
Okay, so soaking tub. Gotcha. All right. It sounds like there's probably some trash inside of the hot water side that's restricting the flow, or it's some kind of scald guard that I haven't seen yet. 99% of the time people call me with your problem, it's a scald guard that hasn't been adjusted properly.
Now, I can tell you, last summer when I drained the hot water heater to replace an element.
Okay.
And opened all the faucets in the house to make sure they were empty. And in that one, there's still cold water coming out with just the hot faucets, the hot side open and the cold side closed. There's still cold water coming through.
Oh, then somebody crossed a pipe.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I have only seen that once. I had a guy over on the south side of Richmond, and he got lukewarm water out of one tub, and I dug through his basement for hours until I found where somebody had accidentally tied the hot water line back into the cold, so it was acting like a natural mixer. So if you're getting cold water out of the hot water side and the hot water is turned off, yeah, you've got a line cross somewhere. Are you okay?
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate your help, man.
Yeah, you're gonna need a plumber.
And I am not. I've been able to fix some of the other minor disasters that we've incurred over the past 5 years. But I think this one's beyond my scope.
Well, Keith, here's the amazing part to me. You've been in the house 5 years and actually attempted to use a soaking tub more than three times. Don't laugh.
That's a whole other conversation.
You have no idea how many times I've walked into a house that has a soaking tub and it's full of plants.
Yeah, no, we actually use this one.
Newlyweds?
No.
I was hoping for you.
Yeah. That's what we use it for, though.
Okay. It's a PG show, but anyway.
That's right. Richard, I appreciate your help, buddy.
Yeah, you got a crossed pipe. Good luck.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you. It's true. They were such a thing. Oh, they were a thing. They started in the late 80s and went up through the 90s. People still do it today. Look at this beautiful master bathroom. Oh, yes, it is very lovely. You have this gorgeous double bowl sink that nobody will use at the exact same time. You won't. Do not tell me you're in there brushing your teeth while your husband's shaving. It ain't happened. I've maybe met one person that said they did. So you got this lovely double bowl sink that nobody's using. And over here, a soaking tub. Think about just dumping every single gallon out of your hot water heater to fill this thing and then laying in it. You think you'll do it all the time, don't you? But you really won't, because it's going to run your electric bill through the roof, unless you have a tankless water heater. By the way, you don't. But don't worry, because we have this beautiful soaking tub that's taking up all this room, we've given you a beautiful about 2.5 foot by 2.5 foot shower that, you know, you need to step out of it to turn around so you can wash your backside. Too many people, you know, and I was one of them. I had one of those things. I was going to put it in a house I was going to buy. I bought this massive soaking tub. It was 4 feet wide, 6 feet long, 2.5 feet deep. It was humongous. I bought it at a sale. And I saved it because I'm like, I'm going to put that in a house someday. I never did. So I sold it to somebody. And they weren't very nice customers, I will say that. And we finally got the job done. And begrudgingly, we were finished. And they called me after the job was finished. This is long before I started doing radio. They called me up and they said, Richard, they didn't even call me Mr. McCann. Richard, we emptied the water heater and there's only like 8 inches of water in the tub. And I went, uh-huh. They said, what do? I don't know. Get a bigger water heater. There's no room for it. Okay. Yeah. Tankless water heater is almost a necessity if you're going to have a soaking tub. If you're building, you know, just put in a nice shower. You don't need a big soaking tub because you're not going to use it. And it's not really a selling item anymore. Nobody's coming in and going, man, I'm going to use that thing every day. And you're going to be standing there going, yes, I thought the same thing. Didn't happen. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. Give me a call. Let me know what's going on in your world right here on The Home Show. Rich McCann on News Radio, WRVA. This is The Home Show. I've got a special guest. This is really exciting for me. I am joined by Joe Masinka. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
How are you today, sir?
Doing very well. Hope you are as well.
Yeah, you are a spokesperson for the Capitol Police.
Yes, sir.
And the Capitol Police are in charge of the monuments on Monument Avenue. So I am told by my guys, you're out there. What's going on?
We are in charge of one monument on Monument Avenue.
Oh, only one?
Through a very bizarre set of circumstances. Even though the Lee Monument is smack dab in the middle of Richmond, by a decree that was enacted more than a century ago, it is considered state property. So the Virginia Capitol Police are charged with overseeing its safety, and we are here this morning. There are roughly about 12 members of the Confederate States of America showed up at 10 o'clock this morning, and they are essentially just walking around the perimeter of the monument at this point.
12?
Yes, 12.
12 people drove all the way from Tennessee?
Tennessee and maybe a few other states.
Okay. Now, is everybody behaving themselves, for lack of a better way to put it?
Yes, absolutely. There's no chanting, no shouting, no yelling at this point. Like I said, they're just kind of walking around. Unlike in September, where the first rally they held here drew a fair amount of interest from the locals, nobody seems to be paying any attention to them this morning. So,
well, that's been my message on this show for months now. Just ignore them and they'll go away. Now, we had a problem last time with people wearing masks.
In September, yes, I understand there were a few arrests for folks wearing masks. They weren't here at the at the Lee Monument property, but they were a little bit east of here. Yes, there were several arrests. No one's wearing masks this morning. A couple of members of the CSA group are carrying assault rifles.
Which is legal.
Which is legal, absolutely, as long as they're not pointing them in a threatening manner or appearing to rise up and use them in, you know, in any fashion. It's legal. So, you know, it is what it is.
Now, what about anti-protesters? Because I think the local socialists were going to come out.
There's a few folks from that group as well. But like I said, at this point, no one's really saying anything to each other. You know, it's a very quiet affair, for lack of a better term.
Wow. I mean, I can't imagine people acting like grown-ups.
Yeah, what a concept, huh?
Now, is this affecting traffic in any way, shape, or form? Because no. Monument Avenue is kind of my way home.
Yeah, Monument Avenue is wide open. There are no street closures associated with this at all. We just ask that if you do come through here, just, you know, be extra vigilant because there are people walking around. And like I said, they're staying on the perimeter, staying on the sidewalks and trying to stay out of the streets. But there are some – there's a little bit more people here than there normally would be on a Saturday morning.
And how long is this supposed to go on? I mean, they don't have to pull permits to do this, right?
They do not have a permit, and they are not required to have a permit to do it. But from what we understand, they will be here for several hours, assuming they don't lose interest.
Well, it appears everybody else lost interest, so that's a good thing in my book. But at least it's nice weather out there for you, Joe. I mean, you don't have to stand out there for too long.
Yes. Indeed.
Well, Joe Masenko from the Capitol Police, I appreciate you calling in. I know you're busy. I don't want to hold you up for it too long.
That's quite all right. It's a beautiful day in the city, so, you know, we would just recommend if you're looking to go out and do something, there's plenty of wonderful museums and plenty of restaurants in this town, and today is Arts in the Parks as well. So.
Oh, don't forget K-Pasa Festival down at the Turning
Basin. K-Pasa, exactly.
Well, Joe, I hope I run into you.
Cinco de Mayo, so everyone have fun today.
Well, I hope I run into you one of those things. Thank you so much for talking to us here on the Home Show.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. I am not arrogant enough to think that I have anything to do with it, but it does kind of make me feel good to realize that people have thought to themselves, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to let them walk around and do their thing, and I'm going to go live my life. You know, 12 people. Ooh. It reminds me, I'm sorry, it does. It reminds me of when the Westboro Baptist Church came to town. Now, that's going back some time, like 4 or 5 years. And everybody talked about it, and you don't hear about them anymore, but they were hate incarnate. I mean, they were just vile people. And hey, lucky me, I got to talk to one of them for like 30 minutes, Nancy. I got to talk to Nancy, and she was a piece of work. And they were going to go down and protest at the Holocaust Museum. Guess what? The guy that created the Holocaust Museum is a friend of mine. And so, massive amount of people showed up. I mean, hundreds of people showed up to protest against them. You know how many of them showed up? 2. And a child. I never felt so bad for a child in my entire life. There might have been 3 and a child. But, you know, I stood there and I stood with my friends. I stood with people that I trusted and I believed in. And I watched the rabbis and the go over, walk up to these people and say, look, come on inside and we'll talk. We're not going to pick a fight. Let's just go inside. We'll talk. We can do that. Part of me is now wondering, maybe that's what I need to do on my name. Come on inside. Let's go talk. Let's find out what you want. We'll figure this whole thing out. You know, they wouldn't do it. No, they would not. They wanted to cause a scene. And at the end of it, I thought to myself, you know what would have been better than having this huge group standing here against those people? Nobody standing here against those people. Nobody here. Just a couple of knuckleheads screaming at a building. Now, I'm not saying I am not comparing one group to the other. I am not. I don't know enough about the Confederate States of America group. I really don't. I knew what that group was about. I don't know what this group is about. Maybe I do need to sit down with them. You know what? If you know one of them, have them call the show. 345-1140. Carl in Richmond.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Carl.
I have a quick question about a ceiling repair I need. I had some water come through a ceiling. We repaired where the water came from, but now there's little spots on the ceiling. It's been there for several months, and I need that fixed. And then I have a tile in the bathroom that's not falling off, but it's kind of popping out just a little bit. I need somebody to be able to seal those things in a shower in the bathroom. I know that's a skill that I sure don't have, and it's a highly skilled thing to do that properly. So I'm asking you what your advice would be.
All right, so let's start with the ceiling. You said you had a water leak, and now you have quote-unquote spots in the ceiling. Now, okay, I've got
two spots, and it's been there for several months. The water came from a gutter that was backflowing, I think, under the tiles of the roof, and we fixed the gutter and everything, so that's not happening. And the spot is dry, but now I notice the paper on the ceiling is kind of cracking. It's not a large spot. Neither spot is very large. They're together, but I just need them cut out or repaired or something.
Okay, Carl, that's okay. My question is it, when you say a spot, does that mean it is a hole or is it a stain?
No, they're stains.
Okay, and the sheetrock isn't falling down?
No, it's not falling down. I noticed, though, when my wife pointed out to me the other day, one seems to have a little bubble on it, a crack or something in it. There's two spots. Neither one of them are very big. They're each about probably 3 or 4 inches in size. And they're near each other.
Is there any chance that you have the paint that's the same color as what you got there now?
No, it's all white. It's nothing spectacular about the paint, I don't think.
I mean, it sounds to me like you need a pretty, basic, handyman. I mean, the ceiling you could do yourself.
The paint I could, but putting this plaster together and all that,
Carl, you're overthinking this, my friend. Overthinking.
Okay. I do that.
There's no hole. It's not soft. You said there might be a little crack. That's, a 4-inch putty knife and a little bit of joint compound, swap, swap, and the next day you sand it smooth. I mean, it's literally that easy if it's what you're describing to me.
Joint compound.
And a 4-inch taping knife. You can buy one in plastic for $2.
4-inch taping knife?
Yeah.
Taping knife.
Uh-huh. I mean, all you do is you just take the compound, whoop, you slide over top of it. That fills in anything. You try to get it as smooth as possible. You let it dry. You hit it with a little bit of light sandpaper. It's fixed.
Light sandpaper.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And then you say that you have a piece of tile that has come loose completely?
No, it's not complete. It's popping just a little bit away from the wall of the shower. And someone recommended that I look and make sure that all these tiles are sealed. We're not having leaking any place. There's nothing coming through the shower wall down to the ceiling of the first floor that's under it.
How old is the house?
It's 40 years old.
Oh, you've got good tile. You got thick tile. You got heavy tile. Look, if you want to just call somebody and have them take care of it, I've got a buddy of mine in Goochland, okay, which isn't far. He comes into Richmond all the time, called Nadder, Nadder, Home Improvement.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, sure, Akey's is my home improvement guy that advertises with me, but you're talking about a job that'll probably take somebody like an hour.
Yeah, I know.
This is what my buddy does. He's like me. He doesn't want to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. He wants to go do some jobs and go home, kind of enjoy these later years.
Yeah, I just need somebody with some good reputation that,
Well, he built my back porch.
That's a good sign also, because I could use maybe some of that kind of work.
Okay, so give him a call. I mean, like I said, he does handyman-type stuff, and this is what you need. You need a handyman.
Yes, I do. A good,
I already said that part, Carl.
That's good. You have a phone number.
No. And I couldn't give it to you if I wanted to, because he does not pay to be on the radio.
Oh.
But you have, okay. You know how to spell his name, and you can look it up.
N-A-D-D-E-R?
That's it.
All right. In Goosland.
Yes.
Got it.
All right, Carl, go forth.
Thank you very much for your help, sir.
Go forth and get somebody to home improve.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Bye. It's not that big of a deal, people. A crack in a wall, a little hole, a little stain. One of the skills you will learn, you need to learn, and it will save you money, is learn how to patch sheetrock. It's not hard. It does take practice. Took me a while to get it. I think I'm pretty good at it at this point. Right now, my lady is learning how to do it. And I showed her once or twice. I'm going to help her with a large patch, but for the most part, she's never touched joint compound in her life. But she's willing to get in there and make a mistake. Mistakes with joint compound are easy to fix. You sand them off and boop, they're gone, and you keep on moving forward. This is one of those things, if you can take a class at one of your box stores, something like that, learn how to do some sheetrock work, strongly advise doing it. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. I do encourage you to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Download podcasts. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. 345-1140 is the phone number. Let's jump in with both feet, if I can get the button to work. James in Richmond.
Yes, I want to know the location of the home improvement or exchange on Midlothian that's going on today.
Okay. And I would know about this because I've mentioned it?
I don't know.
No.
My wife mentioned it.
Well, why does your wife?
And wanted me to look it up.
Okay. So did you try to look it up?
Yes, I just, no, I don't know the name of it. Someone said that they were having a furniture or some object exchange going on today on Midlothian.
Okay, and what are you trying to exchange?
Home items.
Okay, they're in good shape, I take it?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm not trying to be a jerk to you, James, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, I just wanted to find out the location.
Wait a minute, James. Let's see if we... Do you own a computer?
Yes.
So, do you know how to use a search engine?
I can try.
Okay, so what you type in is Home Goods Exchange, Midlothian, Virginia.
Okay, I'll try it. I'll get on the computer. Do I put in your station number first?
I don't think my station has anything to do... Wait a minute. Zach, do we have anything to do with this?
I don't think so. Not
it's today. Not us.
Okay, I was told it was you.
That's all right. Thank you, James.
I'll try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you, bro. See, I'm getting better. I'm being more mature. I didn't know I had suddenly become a search engine, but hey... You know, who can tell? Somebody might be listening and actually know what's going on. I watched the news this morning. I didn't see anything about it. So somebody will call in. Oh, goodness. I tell you, radio is fun, people. You never know what's going to happen. Should I answer Carrie there, Zach? Carrie?
Yeah. Good morning. I think the guy that just called in is looking for the new Restore.
Oh!
That opened up on Midlothian right across from Chesterfield Town Center.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. That's a shame because I used to be involved with the Restore when they very first got started.
Yeah, they've got a brand new one over there that is just on the east side of Chesterfield Town Center in that shopping center across the street from them.
Okay, and if people don't know what the Restore is, it's Habitat for Humanity, where they take in home goods and building materials and give you tax credit for it and sell it to the public.
That's right.
Carrie, thank you, because I was totally lost with James.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I plan on it. Okay, yes, sir.
In fairness, we actually have been doing stuff with the Restore. If I had known it was Restore, it probably could have been a little more helpful.
I mean, Restore, when they got started years and years and years ago, they were one of the first sponsors of this show. And it was about 15 years ago. I got to interview the guy who created Habitat for Humanity. I was nervous. My first interview ever. But, I mean, Restore is awesome. There's one in Mechanicsville that I'm really fond of that I go to. But it's good to know they opened up on Midlothian. Hopefully James is still listening. Thank you, Zach, very much. And Stan in Mechanicsville.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a shower, a tile shower. And the base shower, where the base of the shower, the tiles are either 12 by 12 or 14 by 14. And the shower's been in about 12 years, and they feel a lot slicker. And I'm concerned about slipping, and I've scrubbed them down, and I know I can put in a rubber mat or something like that, but this is a very attractive shower. I didn't know if there was a particular coating that I could apply over the tile or what to take the slickness out of it.
There used to be a product, but I mean, honestly, I'm going back about 5 or so years where they put several coatings onto porcelain, tile, metal, concrete, and it created these micro suction cups. I mean, you couldn't see them. It didn't show up on the tile, but the wetter it got, the less slick it became. Now, that product, if I remember correctly, went out of business because it had some kind of toxic problem with it. As far as what I know right off the top of my head, I don't know of anything right now. This is probably one of those things I would be talking to, like Morris Tile. Have you ever heard of Morris Tile?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. If you're going to go to Morris Tile, whatever you do, do not take your wife. All right, because she is going right. She will see that showroom, and then my friend, you are doomed. But
all right, well, very good. Well, I will certainly give them a call.
Okay, and don't
enjoy your show, and I appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you, Stan. Yeah, you don't do that. It's a beautiful, beautiful showroom. You will end up turning the whole house into tile. So don't do that. See, I'm a firm believer in nature's non-slick, non-skid animal, which is butterflies. Yeah, what? That's how I keep from slipping in the tub. I use nature's non-skid animal, butterflies. And that way you don't slip and slide all over the place. And if you take the little parts out of the center of their wings, it makes a flower. You're looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
I was editing some audio, and I was hearing out of the corner of my ear what you were saying.
What?
Do you skin butterflies and put them on, like, your bathtub?
No. That would actually make it slicker. No, you've never been in a bathroom where somebody got the non-skid stick-on butterflies that go in the bottom of the tub? Is that real? I mean, I get it. I know how much younger than me you are, but you haven't seen that in, like, an old house that you were at sometime?
Okay, I might be struggling here, but are you talking about, like, real butterflies?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Okay, you just earned your paycheck right there. Look, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, you could go into a part of the grocery store where they sell all the cleaning goods and things like that, and they had neoprene. You know what neoprene is?
No clue.
Okay. Neoprene is a soft rubber that's kind of, it's not sticky as much as it is no skid. Like if you put a piece of neoprene on your dash, you can put your phone on it, and I don't care how hard you jam on the brakes, the phone's not going anywhere. What they did was they made these rubber textured, and they looked like butterflies. They were the outline of a butterfly. And you would peel them off and stick them to the bottom of your bathtub. You know, they came in whatever color you wanted. And so now you were essentially walking on these little non-skid things. I'm sure you've been into a shower that had like stripes of non-skid stuff in it. In a gym,
I don't know.
You're lucky you have not broken your neck without the butterflies. That's
maybe I haven't. I just have never noticed.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe you did slip, hit your head, and you have thusly forgotten that you didn't see the butterflies. It's possible.
I probably would have been seeing the stars.
It's, you know what? I think they made stars too.
Oh.
But that's, yeah, that's why. But he's got pretty tile, so you're not going to put butterflies on it. Ladies and gentlemen, I just aged my showed my age to no end. Okay, Zach, I'll put them up online, but I did find the 12 butterfly bathtub shower applicates safety non-slip bathtub treads. So that you can still get them, but you got to get them on eBay. And then someone had the wrote into me on my Facebook page and said, "Oh my God, I thought you were talking about real butterflies being non-slip. How many would it take to cover your shower floor?"
Exactly. Okay, I'm glad I have someone else.
But look, the butterfly, they did a butterfly thing about the non-skid on Big Bang Theory. Sheldon has them in his bathtub. So I just figured people still remembered them. You're not a Big Bang Theory watcher, are you?
Nope.
You're not missing much anymore. You know, it was cute when it first came out.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. And then,
you know, it was okay, but things run their course, and it's been, what, almost 10, 11, 12, 14 years? I mean,
really?
It's been, this next season will be 12 seasons.
It's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you were 10 when it came out, 11.
God, that's.
That's
half my life.
That's half your life you have been dealing with Sheldon Cooper.
I mean, now we got young Sheldon.
Well, I'll do you one better than that. This guy was in high school when The Simpsons came out.
Yeah, what was that, like 86?
86. Something like, 86, something like that. It was huge, but I don't think I've watched it in 2 decades of the 3 they've been on. 345. 1140 is the phone number. If you have a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, please let me know what's going on with you. It is spring. It's May. It's beautiful outside. Get out there and do stuff. I will say again, we had a report earlier. Joe Masenkin called in, or we called him, from the Capitol Police, and about what's going on down on Monument Avenue. And it turns out it's 12 people about. They're walking around the monument. I distinctly heard in the background someone going, "Duck, duck, 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 goose," and then they ran around the monument. I don't know. If you can avoid it, do. It doesn't seem like anybody's doing anything, you know, causing any ruckus or kerfluffle. So that's a good thing. And, you know, like I said, I'll talk to them. I have no problems with that. I'll talk to anybody. I'm just standing around with a sign doesn't teach me anything, and I don't teach you anything. So, you know, anybody that wants to talk, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. But it's spring, and maybe you want to do some stuff around the house. I dig that. My lady cleaned the kitchen yesterday. When I say cleaned, if you listened to the early show, you'd heard more about it. She pulled everything out of the kitchen. Everything, and then scrubbed it down and put everything back. And I offered to help, but I was busy. And she really did a great job of it. So I put this up on my Facebook page. We'll try to get it up on WRVA. It's 10 things to do around your house during spring cleaning that'll help throughout the year. And I'm digging on this. I really am. So bear with me. We'll go over some I don't like, some I do. I'm never 100% with any of these things because I don't know who writes them. First thing they bring up is drain your water heater. This time of year, good idea to drain your water heater. Now, let's be very specific on this. Sediment does build up in the bottom of water heaters. Every single one of them, I don't care what kind of water you're on. You're on city water, you're on well water, it doesn't matter. Sediment builds up in the bottom of them. And if you let it sit for too long, it could cause a hole, but at the same time, if you let it sit way too long, washing it out might cause a hole. I'm not 100% on draining it if it's an electric water heater because they heat in the middle of the water. If you have a gas water heater, definitely it needs to be drained once a year without fail because the heat of a gas water heater is on the bottom. And that just means that you're trying to heat through sand and silt and calcium. So, yeah, number one, drain the water heater. Hey, Craig, what are you doing in Richmond?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I had an electrical question.
Go for it.
All right, so I've got a detached garage. My house built in 58, but it was redone and everything and then flipped and sold. So anyway, the electrical panels inside the house on the exterior wall piece in the front of the house, and, of course, the detached garage is in the back. So I know I should probably, if I want to run electricity and bury it underground, I should run directly off of that box. But can I tap into a GFCI that's in the rear of the house and just run a cable to the garage just to run maybe like one light and two outlets?
What are you going to run on those outlets?
Well, I do have a pump. I had some irrigation problems. So there's a pump that comes on and off occasionally. You know, it's regulated by a float that will just pump some water out to the ditch. And then just like I said, maybe a light in this garage and then maybe charge a weed whacker that's battery operated.
My thing is, I mean, what else is that GFCI servicing? That's check one. And okay. Number two is how many amps is that GFCI? If it's just a 15-amp receptacle, then I'd say no. I don't think you've got enough juice.
Okay.
But, you need a 20-amp circuit. Yeah, that's a definite. And if you're going to go to all the trouble of running a line out to the garage, my thought is, why not run a heavy enough wire and run a 3-conductor? That way you can have 2 circuits out in the garage.
Yeah, makes sense. How deep does that have to go in Virginia? Is it 18 inches?
18.
The buried line?
I want to say 24, 18 if it's in conduit.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
Yeah,
I appreciate the help.
That's what you got to do. I hate to say it. You said the panel box is on the outside of the house.
It's on the inside of the house, but it's on the farthest wall. It's on the front wall of the house, basically.
You know, I don't know why people don't do this. And if I was to build a house tomorrow, I upgraded my electrical service. It's in the basement, so I can get to it. But if I was going to build a house and the panel was going to be inside of the house, I would put a removable panel underneath the panel box so that if I ever wanted to extend, put in new circuits, I can just pop that panel off and I don't have to butcher the sheetrock every time.
Yeah. Well, that's because you would be thinking ahead. I don't think this guy was.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If you're going to go to all the trouble of cutting that wall so you can get that circuit in there, why not turn it into a panel so you can do more later?
Makes sense. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
There you go. All right, Craig, go forth and home improve.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you. There we go. And that number one button is very sticky. I'm going to have to do something about it. Get some contact cleaner or something in there. All right. Mike.
Richard.
Mike, what's going on, big man?
Hey, we're at Project Inch.
Oh, Lord. How's it going?
It's going good. Let me let you talk to the inch.
No, Mike, you're the one that called, and I've only got 2 minutes.
Hola.
Okay, Mr. Inch, what are you doing to that poor little house now?
We're trying to run electric.
Okay. But
I say try. What? I'm trying. The other guys are succeeding.
Why is it a try? What's slowing you down?
It's succeeding. I'm saying that I'm trying, and they're succeeding.
Ah, okay, I got you. Now, you gutted all the walls. Have you re-insulated, or are you waiting until after you've done your electrical work to insulate?
I'm waiting until I finish electrical work. I'm also going to run some coax, and I'm probably going to wait to insulate the crawl space as well until we finish running the extra 4 lines of gas.
Yeah, I think the insulating the crawl space is one of the last things you're going to do.
Yeah. But I just want to make sure we've got everything ran, have all the electric ran, have all the plumbing completely done and buttoned up so it doesn't make sure there's no leaks, and then crawl space.
Now you were
insulated afterward.
You gutted the kitchen. Where did you decide to get your cabinets? You don't. Did you go to just a box store or something else?
No, I'm a fan of real wood cabinets that are made here locally.
Cool.
As opposed to particle boards. So I'm actually going through L&M cabinets. And when I looked at it, the price was actually better than getting it from one of the box stores.
Wait a minute, that's the place on Hull Street?
Yeah,
I was just in there last week. I like
Mike's a great guy.
I like their cabinets. I mean, they are wood, and they do make them there, and they dovetail everything.
Yeah. I'm getting maple doors with shaker style.
Excellent. Well,
yeah, and so instead of staining, I'm going to do some dyeing. I've been looking up some of those things. I'm going to try and pull out some of the curl.
That would be interesting. Well, Mr. Inch, I am low on time, but I'm glad you checked in on Project Inch.
All right, man. I will be calling you more often, let you know where we are.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
All right.
Bye.
My friend Charlie Inch, everybody. He bought a house, and he gutted it to the studs. Would I have done that? Probably not. But it was necessary to... He's going to stay there until he goes out feet first or in handcuffs. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. You know, Zach, I've been a good boy. I've been kind. I've been nice. But sometimes people send me things. This is the best part about this part of the show, is that people actually now send me these stories. But, well, Zach, it happened in Florida.
It happens in Florida.
Yeah, Florida, you don't disappoint. What really sets it off is I think that the people that write the stories down there, the journalists, if you will, in Florida, probably aren't from there, and they're just asking themselves, how does this stuff happen? So here we go, folks. Bear with me, and try not to spit coffee all over your windshield there. Do you want the headline, or do you just want the story?
Let's do the headline.
Fight over Facebook post causes Florida woman to lose toe. Are you intrigued now? Yeah. Are you not entertained?
Yeah, let's get into
it. A Jacksonville, Florida woman lost part of her toe in a fight that apparently started because of a post on Facebook, according to police. By the way, people, do you know how much divorce rates have gone up since Facebook came around? Quite a bit. On Tuesday, an officer responded to a call about a battery with injuries at her residence at 1700 block of West 27th Street. The caller said the woman would not leave her property, but that the woman had left the area by the time the police arrived. The caller told 911 that the woman had thrown a brick at her. Once the police officer arrived at the scene, the caller said no one had thrown a brick and no one had been injured. Okay, sounds a little dubious. Shortly after the police officer left the residence, the woman who was initially accused of throwing the brick flagged down an officer at the 4500 block and said she had been battered, the police report said. Okay, so the woman that called 911 said that the woman that wouldn't leave threw a brick at her. Yeah, let's reverse that, because that's the way it happened. The accused woman, who is identified as the victim in the police report, said she had been in the front yard of the home talking to her boyfriend. She said 19-year-old blah, 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 exited the residence and started yelling for the victim to get off her property. I don't think it's your property if you're 19. I mean, you're an overachiever if you bought it. The victim told the officer they had begun yelling back, and the two women had gotten into the fight. The victim's boyfriend tried to stop the fight by standing between the women. No. Not gonna happen. You're gonna get killed. When the victim tried to get into her car and flee the scene, Denise threw a brick at the vehicle, and the brick landed on the victim's toe. The victim was able to leave the area. According to police report, the boyfriend told the officer he had been trying to get the victim to leave the residence because he said Denise was mad and posting on Facebook. The police report said the victim's toe was severely injured and appeared disfigured. They noted the tip of her toe was no longer attached. Jackson Fire Rescue Department responded to the threat of the victim's injuries. Remember what we have decided, folks, over the course of this doing this segment of It Happened in Florida. Florida is full of lots of very dangerous creatures. You got alligators and boa constrictors and pythons and wombats or some nonsense. But most of the time, the real danger in these stories is angry women. Gentlemen, make nice. What are you, crazy? I make nice all the time. Happy wife, happy life. That's all I'm saying. But you know what? I don't think there's a Facebook post out there that's worthy of losing part of a toe. What happened to your toe over there? Well, I put this meme up that I thought was pretty funny. I even put, you know, the smiling emoji at the end of it to say, hee-hee, I'm kidding. And then a woman threw a brick at me and cut off my toe. You know, these things happen. Yes, they do happen. In Florida. That's all I'm saying. 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. I'm going to get back to some of this spring cleaning that we were talking about because it is a good checklist. Now, first of all, what I was saying earlier, drain your water heater, especially if you have a gas water heater. Now, if you've got a water heater 7, 8, 9 years old and you've never drained it, leave it alone. Chances are it's going to leak, and besides, it's time to replace it anyway. And trust me, there's going to be a plumber cursing very loudly over the fact that this thing has never been drained and now it's all stopped up. Another one they came up with, I really like this one because people don't ever do it, and I don't think I've ever mentioned doing this, is check your ductwork connections. You know, ductwork is put together kind of, well, it's basically tape. Maybe, you know, a very large zip tie, but it's tape. And those things can come loose. They can rattle themselves loose. And a bad connection or an open connection, you could just be blowing heat and cooling into your crawl space or into your attic. That's doing you no good whatsoever, and you're probably sucking dust up into the system. So checking out the ductwork, very good idea. Check all the connections. Give them a little jiggle. If they fall loose, have your HVAC guy fix that. Cleaning out your dryer vent duct. That's a big one for me. Dryer fires are way, way up. Because people never clean them out. Now, they make tools for do this. They can make brushes that you can attach to your drill, run it up, run it back. There are companies out there that's all they do is clean your duct for your dryer. They usually will clean out the back of your dryer, too. You'd be amazed how much lint builds up inside of your dryer. I've told people, use a leaf blower. Disconnect the dryer from inside the house. Disconnect the vent outside. I'm saying use an electric or a rechargeable, not a gas when you don't want to run gas in the house, but a leaf blower, and it looks really cool when it comes out the other end. Also, you can just replace the stupid thing. It's not expensive. It's pretty easy. My brother had one. It was so stopped up that water was building up in it. It was heavy by the time I got there. We just replaced it. So that was, you know, a good way to go. And update your home inventory. I'll get into that a little bit more when we get back. Again, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter and download podcasts of the show. If you miss any of it, we're on iTunes, Google Play. What was it? Tuned In. And the best part, you can download the radio.com app. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Dominic!
Yes, sir!
You know, I just realized something. As much as I complain about people misspelling our last name, do you know how badly people butcher Dominic?
Yes. I kind of, actually, looking back to the days when people just called me Dahmer, it was so much easier.
Yeah, it was. I just call you D. That's a bit easier for me. My little brother, everybody. What's going on up in Goochland?
Okay, so something I totally have forgotten to bring up to you in so many times, but figured this would be good for the radio. So, my daughter's bedroom, Faith's bedroom.
Okay.
If you were to look up into the ductwork, I guess. We got the vent up in the ceiling that, you know, supplies the heat, supplies the cold. It's all good.
Yes.
In the wintertime, we had a situation in her bedroom. Every day, we were showing up hornets in her bedroom. Nowhere else in the house, just in her bedroom. So in my infinite wisdom, I said, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to close this vent because it just seems like they're always right in that area.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, I don't have any hornets when I close that vent.
Ew.
So it's been closed since the wintertime. Faith loves the cold anyway. So I'm kind of concerned that I'm going to open this up and either A, a bunch of bees are going to fall out, or B, a bunch of live bees are going to fly out. What's the situation? Can bees get up into my HVAC system?
Oh, those little tiny suckers can get just about anywhere, but it's what surprises me that they would build a nest where like constant motion of air is involved. That's what's throwing me. I don't think they're in the ductwork, but they're escaping down into a warmer area. through the vent. They probably, there's a hole or a loose connection on your duct. So, I mean,
okay.
The first thing I would do is probably, I'll give you, get you BW Pest Solutions, get them out there to take care of it.
Okay, that's it. That's cool. I'm probably need them to go up in the attic anyway because I hung those little, I thought, like, you know, maybe they're just up in the attic. So I hung a bunch of those sticky traps up there.
Oh, yeah, sticky traps.
Yeah, the sticky traps are great, except for I think I picked up a bat upstairs.
Aw. Now, here's I got to ask the question. I mean, I know how funny you are about chemicals and stuff. Have you considered just bombing the attic?
I will not do that, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's just one of those things. It's just, you know, hey, let's put a bunch of chemicals upstairs above our living space, and it slowly leaked down into the living space.
Ah, it's fine. It's not going to hurt you. I'd use it all the time. Yeah. Okay, look, I got you on the line. How's the Color Me Katie 5K coming along?
It's coming along very well. I mean, the numbers keep going up. We got a bunch of awesome sponsors now. The shirts are done. The sponsors can still sponsor the charity, which this year is going to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And they just need to reach out to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and say, we want to sponsor the Color Me Katie. Our number is growing. You're obviously going to be running it because, well, hey, that was your birthday gift.
Well, I'm not. Look, first of all, you know, I don't run. In fact, I don't even run when chased now. I'm just so old, I'm just going to turn and face the consequences. But I'll walk it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, for all you actual listeners out there, Richard actually just goes out there, throws a bunch of color on himself, walks around, you know, listens to the bands, and, you know, gets the cotton candy.
If I could get away with that, if I could get away with it, you know I would. If I could get, do you know what, your daughter would just beat me senseless if I did that. So, no, I actually schlep along. I do complain the entire time, though.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Hey, while I've one more thing, I've got you on the phone. I've been telling people that you've been trying vaping. What do you think so far? Be honest. It's different.
I like it. I like it a lot. I've got to say, RVA Vapes has hooked me up. I'm not liking that new mod just yet, but I'm going to take it back over there and see what they're going to do. But the juices are, it's a lot more fun than, you know, oh, cool, now I got this, like, cloud of blueberry. And, oh, this tastes like Diet Coke, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, considering how many Diet Cokes you drink in a day. All right.
But, you know, it works. It's been good. I mean, stopping smoking was a challenge, but with Faith telling me, you got to stop smoking, and you know, hooking me up and helping me out, you know, find the right juices at RVA Vapes has been really good. So, yeah, I'm hitting it pretty hard, but it's good. I like it.
I'll be there about 12:15 if you want to meet me there.
No. Heavy grocery shopping with one arm. It's always kind of fun.
Yes, sir. All right, Dominic, I got other people I got to take care of.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye. That's right. I'm the oldest of eight. What's the look?
Wait, did I misspell your brother's name?
Oh, yeah. It's Dominique is a French spelling. Dominic is an Italian spelling, which we're Irish. I don't even know where Dominic came from, but it's a thing. Dominic.
Okay.
But you speak French.
Yeah, so I divert all my spellings to French.
To France, which is understandable. You have no, you probably know, most people don't. Do you know how many words in the English language are actually French?
It's a huge chunk.
It's, yeah, I think it's over 20,000. Oh, Francis in Richmond.
Yes, sir. In reference to your statement about checking your ductwork for leaks,
yes,
how do you check them if they're between floors in a two-story, like they're between the floor and the ceiling?
That's going to be a lot more difficult, but the upside is you're going to have a lot less air loss.
How do you check them without tearing up the floor or the ceiling?
You don't. You can't. It's impossible. Things that are buried in the ceiling are buried in the ceiling. Now, what I would do is I would have, you know, you listen to the show. You know I talk about my friends over at BREMAC. They've been here on the show. I would have them come into your house and balance your HVAC system to make sure that you're getting equal flow of air out of every vent in every room. Now, if they show, you know, during the balancing part that there is some, you know, massive loss of volume, they will be able to determine if you have a loose connection. But because it's in the ceiling and it is between floor joists, it's going to have a lot less shift and shimmy to it. So I'm going to say there's less chance that it did break loose. How old is the house?
It was built in 71, but there is one vent in an upstairs bedroom that we're getting hardly any airflow at all.
Do you have one?
So I'm assuming it's a line leading. Pardon me?
Okay. Do you have one system or two?
One.
Okay. It's probably not one that's come loose. Again, we're back to that whole idea of balancing the system. The main volume is right there at the air handler. And if your system is wide open, every vent is wide open, well, you're going to lose a lot more volume to the vents that are closest to the air handler. So by the time the air gets to that final vent, it's just going, you know, it's there's not enough volume to get it there.
So if it's an upstairs bedroom and one vent is not flowing or, you know, air is not coming out of it, if I shut off some of the other vents, it could be a balance thing, so I might get more air out of that one, you mean?
Yes, but again, you don't know how to balance it. I don't know how to balance it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to start throttling stuff back because you throttle stuff back too far, and you'll end up putting back pressure on your fan. And that's just as bad as not getting enough air.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give Bree Mack a call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Francis. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Ha! It's a beautiful day. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Free Comic Book Day, everybody. I bet you they don't celebrate Free Comic Book Day in Mexico, though I encourage it. You don't even read comic books, right?
No, I don't.
I'm not surprised. Could you and I be any more different? It's like the odd couple up in here.
I mean, I wanted to because I had dated a girl who was really into comics, and she wanted to get like an online subscription to that Marvel online database.
Yes, which is incredible.
So I've heard.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all the back. You could literally start reading Spider-Man from Spider-Man 1 and move all the way up to modern Spider-Man. That would be insane. Now I want to do it. Oh, where's my tablet? I'll be honest with you. One of the greatest things that ever happened to me, I said I was a comic book kid. I learned to read, and my teacher said, at least he's reading. I don't care if it's anything. It's a comic book. He's reading it. And I was 20, and I met a VCU student who had just graduated. She was an artist, and she moved to New York, and I followed her to New York. And she got a job working at a comic book company. I was in heaven. Every week was just all these stacks of comic books coming home. It's the greatest thing in the world for a guy who's 20. That's why it's the golden age for Richard McCann. Avengers Infinity War? Oh, yeah. Going to see it this week. Absolutely. Cannot wait. Don't spoil it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even seen the movies I need to see Infinity War.
You haven't gone back and rewatched all of the Marvel movies in sequential order, not in the order that they were released?
Oh, God, no, I haven't.
It's only, 13 movies?
Yeah, and I want to watch them. I just don't know how to. I mean, I could find ways, I guess, but they're not all on Netflix, which I wish they were.
A few of them are. What's going to be interesting is Disney is coming out with their own pay service.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's going to be inexpensive. They're saying it's going to be like $5. $5 a month. And you will have all of the Disney catalog at your disposal.
And that's a huge catalog.
All of the Marvel catalog at your disposal. All of the Universal at your disposal. I believe they own Universal. No?
No. Universal's
no, excuse me. Fox.
Yes, Fox.
They're going to have Fox, which means the characters from the X-Files could show up in an Avengers movie. Geek Paradise. I'll sit down and watch. I just watched Thor last night.
I haven't seen a single Thor movie. Trying to think. Although I don't think that was really, at least the like beginning ones. Like I didn't see the Hulk. I saw a couple of the Iron Man before I saw like the first round of the Avengers.
Right.
I know I saw the first Captain America before,
which was excellent. I recommend all the Captain America movies. And here's the thing: as a kid, as a collector, I could care less about Captain America. It was boring. It was that actor, those movies, that made me a Captain America fan. I've got to say, that's what did it for me. So, yeah, son, sit back and relax. Enjoy, because out in California, a theater did 11 movies in a row. You paid $100 to sit through 11 movies, and then you got to see Infinity War. And it took like 33 hours. of sitting in a movie seat. Not one of those nice ones that reclines. Not one of those ones where people bring you food and drinks. No, no, no. A movie seat. I'd have been dead. That's all I can say about that. 3-4-5-11-40. A couple more things we can do now that it is springtime. Update home inventory. I know that you own is crucial. We accumulate things over time, and we want to make sure we are properly covered for your insurance policy for not only the contents of your home, but the structure itself. So what you should do about this time of year, you know, go through what's on your inventory for your homeowner's policy. We're going to have to do that at Casa de McCann because my stuff has changed drastically. You know, I lost a lot of stuff when certain aspects of my life ended. And now we have her stuff in the house. So, yeah, we're going to have to make a whole new inventory and have our insurance adjusted accordingly. Well, who knows, you know, what that's going to do, whether it's going to take it up or take it down. Knock on wood, I've only ever had one insurance claim, and that was when someone broke in, stole from me, and that was 15 years ago. Knock on wood. So there are things we can do. It's springtime. Start thinking about stuff. You want to get stuff done now, because when summer gets here, you're not going to be wanting to work around the house. You're going to want to go out to the beach. I don't blame you. I do, too. My name is Richard McCann. Phone number is 345-1140. This is News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Rich McCann on News Radio, 1140 WRVA. Finish up. Some of the things they also suggested you do this time of year before the season gets started. Inspect your roof. Look for some broken shingles, shingles that come loose. One of the things I can find if a roof is going bad, go to the downspouts. If you have a big old pile of colored sand at the bottom of your downspout, your roof is on the way out. Clean your gutters. That's one of the things. I'm just going to rip my gutters off. I've got somebody that's going to come in and put in new gutters. Mine are actually made of galvanized. That's how old the gutters on Casa de McCann are. And they're rotted away. They're done. And if I don't do something about it, the water's going to come back in the house. Check your foundation. I'm big on that. You got to just walk around. You're looking for cracks, not stair steps. Cracks that go through the bricks. That's when I start to get a little weird. You start seeing doors shifting, windows not closing right. Could be a foundation problem. Not as hard to fix as you might think. A little pricey. Okay. Look for water damage. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And yeah, it's time to clean out the garage. Stuff's been piling up in there all winter. Fall and winter, it's full of junk. Time to go. All right. So you know what? Zach found this story, and I find it fascinating. Now, I rib him a little bit about, you know, the age difference, because it's kind of funny. He and I are probably the most different. You and I are the most different team I've had since I've been here. I'm not really kidding. Yes. Okay. And one of my producers was a female, but you and I are a lot more different than that. But you found this story and it cracked me up, and because I think it cracked you up. I'm in real estate. You all know that. And the one group that real estate people are trying to crack has been the hardest to crack. Realtors have been trying to sell homes to millennials. Now, Zach and I conferred about this. Millennials really don't want to buy a house. Generally speaking, am I right on that?
I know, I sure don't.
And it's because of what? Things like maintenance?
It's not even so much that. It's like, I just don't see the points. Like, I could be happy with an apartment.
Okay. See, I've done apartment living. I'm happy in a house. I like having a yard. I like being able to stretch out. Apartments, I've done it. Don't get me wrong, but
I mean, maybe super far down the road when there's like a lot of stuff, you just run out of room, maybe.
Yeah, okay. But, or if you want to start a family.
I think that's the kicker.
That's the kicker right there?
But not for millennials.
Nope. No. It's no secret. I'm reading this story. This is by Money Magazine. It's no secret that millennials love dogs, and now their four-legged friends are starting to influence the decision they make about housing. A recent survey by SunTrust Mortgage found that a third of millennials who had already purchased their first home said they were influenced by the need to have space for their dog. Now, you live in an apartment?
Not currently, no.
Okay, but you have a dog.
Correct.
Would you, if you had to leave where you are, would you go and buy a house so you would have space for your dog?
Not a chance.
Okay. Okay. Love you, Fido, but seriously. The survey asked recent home buyers why they were buying their first home, and their dog was the third most commonly cited reason. Third. Okay. So what are the first two? First two have to be something like, I don't know, I'm getting married, I'm having kids. No, it comes in above children and marriage. Only more living space and the opportunity to build equity came above the furry companions. Okay, so I can have more space and I can make money on this place, which is, I will say this, you guys know how to stretch a buck, make a buck, and grow a buck. Much better than I did at your age.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are hitting the job market, a lot of us did, during a really rough economic patch. So I think that really factored into it.
Yeah, I can agree. I can understand that. Millennials have strong bonds with their dogs, so they make sense that their furry family members are driving home buying decisions. For those with dogs, renting can be more expensive and a hassle. Home ownership takes some of the stress off providing a better living situation. The survey also found that 42% of millennials who had never bought a home said that their dog or the desire to have one would be a key factor in their decision to get on the property ladder. I mean, I'm not going to disagree. I know plenty of people that refer to their dogs as their fur babies.
Yeah, there are two things that millennials are obsessed with that I think are a little different generational-wise.
Pokemon Go.
I was not going to say that. I was going to say they're obsessed with their dogs and they're obsessed with their nieces and nephews.
I have noticed the nieces and nephews thing.
It's a really big thing that I don't get, but I'm the oldest, so I can't really be obsessed because I don't have one.
I have nieces and nephews, but I will say this. My younger brothers that are technically millennials, we kind of split the generation, if you will. And my millennial brothers, they're all about the nieces and nephews. I mean, they're crazy. And they vice versa. I think it's kind of a maturity thing. Well, but I mean, you do have a dog, so maybe when you need more space and a place for Fido to run. What's the dog's name?
Riley.
I like it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's a show. What can I say? That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Did you have a good time, Zach?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wake up, get some coffee, wake up some more. Then we do the second show, and I'm awake by then.
Yes. Now you can go home, go to sleep, because there's a Nationals game tonight, isn't there?
Oh, there's no sleep for me. It is a afternoon game, so I will be a real quick turnaround.
Outstanding. Well, get some food in you at very least. To everybody that called in, thank you so much. Like I said, if you can avoid Monument Avenue, let those people do what those people do. You just don't have to acknowledge them. And again, I'm not picking on them. Anybody of that group wants to come and talk to me, I'll talk to you. I ain't scared. Come on. We'll have a nice conversation. I'm down with it. Also, remember, it's Cinco de Mayo, so be good. If you're going to go out and party, please take an Uber or a Lyft home. The Cape Pasa Festival is going on right now at the Turning Basin. So cool. Arts in the Park is going on this week. Weekend. If you've never been, you're not prepared for what you're going to see. It's huge. We're an art city. Richmond has a lot more depth to it than people from the outside realize. And the only way they're going to know that is if we get them to come here and they can see it. And I like it. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Zach for coming in early and being the producer with the mostest. Mr. Gary Powell for covering the news. Everybody that called in made my life a lot easier and a lot more fun. Check me out on Facebook and on Twitter. Download the podcast from iTunes, Google Play, and tuned in. My name is Richard McCann. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. I am out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.